Welcome to TechNori Live. We're in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, what is TechNori? Well, put simply, TechNori is where startups go to showcase. Since 2010, more than 300 companies have been featured by TechNori, and a good lot of them have gone on to raise more than $260 million in venture capital. Ken, who you are the CEO of Republic, and you obviously were here at our, what was it, when Ash was on? You didn't come to this studio. We just saw you at the actual event, so now we've got you in studio.
Right. It was October, I think.
Yeah, it's been a while. So I guess we'll just start right off the bat. We got two people sitting here, so people curious. I'm going to start off with Ken. You are the CEO of Republic, as mentioned. Everyone who's watching this knows Aristotle. He's been on like 50 things that we've had. and I wanted to bring Aristotle in as CEO of Wear Ellison or Ellison Eyewear. I have the two of you on for a very specific reason. I want to start off with Ken, of course, and talking about what Republic is and why we've chosen to partner with you guys and all of these different things. But I wanted Aristotle to come in as well because he represents, I think, what we represent to you in Chicago, which is a great entrepreneur, many great entrepreneurs, many of which who are just on stage at TechNori and presented, that he started a campaign with you guys, and he funded it, but he hit the minimum in about 8 days, and he's still funding strong. So I guess we'll start off with, what is Republic for those who do not know and didn't show up at TechNori?
Sure. Thank you, Scott, for having me.
Of course.
Republic.co is a platform where literally everyone, from students to millionaires, can invest in companies that we select, that we curate. This is really the first time, well, the industry is new, 6 months old. But before that, you got to be a millionaire to invest. And I think that that shuts out 98% of society just in America alone.
And I would add one more thing to this, and we have, I've never actually said this to anyone. I've done a handful of interviews already, and I think that it is an important message. But one of the main observations that I've had since working in tech and startups in particular is that advisors can come on, and Aristotle can speak to this because I am one for him. But like, advisors can come on and take a piece of equity and really not deliver anything and have no real value. And at the same time, advisors can also come on and be misused. Yeah. And they, I don't have the money to make a traditional investment round in a company like Ellison, but I have tools and things that I can bring to help him.
Of course.
But what I think Republic stands to do is clean that up a little bit, because I think advisors and pitch contests that say, give me equity and then you can come on here and then I'll promote you, are the kind of things that like actually sort of destroy the fabric rather than build and tighten the fabric. It should be out of, I see an opportunity for you, I'm going to help you. If you see an opportunity for me and you, we can talk about an advisory role down the road. What Republic does is say, listen, I'm opening the door for everyone. If you want to do something with me, if you want to participate with us, you can invest via this campaign that we're running, put some money in here, some perks, here's whatever. And at a certain level, we can have a conversation to get to know each other and then actually have ownership. So that way you can help me and be a good dude, but you can also be an equity stakeholder and not be tied together.
100%. I think entrepreneurship traditionally had been viewed in a very binary way. You either are founders and then you go out there and hunt for investors. In my view, and I think the world is moving that way, that entrepreneurship is a journey that involves a lot of people. Not everyone has the luxury to go out there and found and build a company, but people can support, can invest, can give advice. And I think that this ecosystem, when the gateways open for Main Street and Wall Street, advisors and investors and founders, everyone joining together, I think it's going to move entrepreneurship to a phase that, fundamentally changes the landscape of our society as we know it.
I totally do. And I know offline we talked about this, and I don't want to get too far into this, but in Europe, they have indexes where you can invest with Bitcoin, and where at least they're working on it, if they've actually launched it yet. But essentially, just like a stock exchange here, you can invest in startups. And we're not there yet here. Maybe it goes, maybe it doesn't. I know you have your own opinions on that. and I pretty much agree with your opinions on this. But what I think is unique about not just Republic, but equity crowdfunding as a whole compared to traditional, is we do now have an ecosystem where, look at Apple. If Apple didn't have the gazillions of shareholders and trillions of dollars that they have, or whatever, how much money they have now, they couldn't build that like behemoth monster spaceship that they are in the middle of finishing up that helps them advance and grow their company leaps and bounds. They need those shareholders' dollars. Right. And similarly, we have startup companies who are just on a micro level building that same sort of thing. They're growing their first product, second iteration, right. first, you know, growth spurt, whatever. They need things like this to do that.
Absolutely. And if you look at from the investors or the early adopters' perspective, take Allison as an example. The friends, the family, the supporter, the believer in his products now, they actually can invest. And if they become, you know, the next Apple, they all can actually ride the upside. Without equity crowdfunding, all that they would get are some pair of sunglasses that may be by then 5 or 6 years old, right?
Well, so. Aristotle, if you can slide to the mic here for a second.
Yeah, I'm just doing the Facebook Live.
Hey, man, we are an interactive show.
Job, right? We said it's a community effort.
This is the future. Well, our show is the future. This is Facebook Live starting in February. So
there we go.
Pressure's on Sam now to get it rolling. But he just got busted out on the show. But Aristotle tells us perfectly. The case study of Oculus. And for those who have not listened to the previous Aristotle interviews, which there have been many, if you could briefly tell the and get close to the mic so they can hear, if you could tell the Oculus story as an example, I think that will maybe drive home what the difference is between traditional and equity crowdfunding.
Absolutely. And I've raised institutional, I've self-funded, I've raised angel, I've gone through accelerators, so I've kind of have an interesting perspective on what the resources are out there and how easy is it for people to access those resources. And what I found was that very much kind of what all of you are hitting on, that it's very limited. And the only easiest way to raise capital is from historically were from like Indiegogos and the Kickstarters. But it was really beneficial for the founder, right? Because if you could raise all this money and not give equity and you're just kind of giving a pre-order product, then obviously that's a no-brainer. But for the consumer, now investor, it changes up the game a little bit. And what he said was Oculus. Oculus was a great idea. One of the first people to ever do the virtual headsets. And those guys had an idea. They went and launched it on Kickstarter. They raised about $3.5 million. I think that the average buy-in was about $500. After they closed the campaign, 2 years later, they went and sold it for $2 billion to Facebook. Had those people that had invested the $500 and actually received equity in exchange for that, they would all be getting $300,000 to $500,000 checks. Now, that's a lot of money because the reason why, obviously, that's a lot of money, but imagine what that could do to the face of, let's just say, Kansas or Iowa, right? Imagine if 10, 20 people invested in that campaign in Iowa, and then now you have 20, 30 people that have now $500,000.
Imagine if Papa John's
was
crowdfunding in Iowa.
Exactly, right? And now you have all these 500,000-aires running around. And what that could do, you know, they'll start VCs. They'll see the beauty of what entrepreneurship could do. They'll get motivated. They'll obviously see the results. And they will go ahead and start an ecosystem. That's what happened in Iowa for me. I was one of the first people to get invested by BBI Ventures. I was one of the to ever go through the Venture School Accelerator Program. And, you know, they threw $5 million into Iowa. And now it's exploded into a movement. So,
well, I'm going to make your day regarding Iowa because we're going to be back in Dubuque.
There you go.
And Cartograph is going to be the sponsor there. So that's fantastic. And then we're going to move into Des Moines, I believe, sometime early fall, which sort of kicks off our touring around the Midwest with this. But if you could swing the mic back over to Ken, this is – we're doing this the old-fashioned way. It's all good. Round two. This is the reason that I thought you were the guy for me to partner with in this, why I thought Republic needed to be here. And this is no criticism. We're going to meet, actually, just full disclosure. We're going to be meeting tonight at Technori, some of the other fellows who have created crowdfunding, equity crowdfunding, Title III Jobs Act platforms within Chicago. They call it, I don't know if you guys do, but here it's really well known as intrastate crowdfunding.
Right, right.
And that was
Tony, right?
Tony be there. And, you know, Sente was the person who passed the bill. Tony's the one who wrote the bill. So we're going to be meeting with those people. And I met with most of them. And my issue was real simple. I saw inward. I saw the opportunity for them. And again, not being dismissive of the product, it can be evolved on all of our fronts. But I saw that there is potential to use it, but really just to like get to be able to invest in companies that previously we couldn't. And that wasn't, in my mind, the winner. The winner was the ability to create, as Aristotle mentioned, an ecosystem where you just sort of created multimillionaires. And that is what I think Republic, and great choice of name, by the way.
Thank you.
What I think is the main reason I think it's great and I brought it here to Chicago is because I think that by having campaigns with guys like Aristotle from Ellison, and we're announcing we had on stage last night at Technori, Parachute Kids, which is Desiree Vargas Wrigley. Many people know her from Give Forward. Those are very, very successful entrepreneurs who are proven. They can come through here, and every person who invests can become the next investor in something more.
Exactly.
And that's what's so great about this.
Yeah, and you know, we got to get investors or soon-to-be investors excited about early-stage investing. Everyone knows the brand Uber. When Uber raised on a platform called AngelList, that's our sister company, if you invested $10 in Uber at the time, that $10 now is worth over $100,000. Now, at the time and until now, only accredited, meaning millionaires, could invest in Uber then or now, except unless you go to a place like Republic. So the upside return is definitely very much there. That said, I think for retail investing, a lot of it is about the mission and whether or not you believe in what these founders are doing, because there's a high chance that they may not make it. But at the end of the day, it's like supporting good people who are doing good things that align with your vision. I think it's the name of the game, and it's a partnership model.
I agree. And I also think that it's important that people understand that this is the freeing up. And you know, there's the criticism that has come across. And as you know, I've done numerous interviews with Tribune on this, and one of them was, I will call it middle of the road. The first half of the article was sort of like a little bit of a kick to the front area of crowdfunding. And then the other one was like, but this is what it could be.
Right.
And what I saw there was, I think that to look at this as something that only is about raising money and not about raising awareness and not about bringing extra, you know, people into the game, I think that's a mistake. And I think that's where this is doing such a great job. You mentioned the sister company AngelList. So for people to understand why this is so key to Chicago, so key to us, is that is based in Silicon Valley.
Correct.
You are based in New York City. We are based in Chicago. We have just essentially tied the two coasts together and said, listen, if you are a Silicon Valley based company, WIM as an example, who is on your crowdfunding campaign successfully, we can bring them here to Chicago and introduce them to investors and introduce them to people who want to use the app, whether it's first employee, first user, first investor. And then you can have them and do it in New York and have the same thing and vice versa from New York to Silicon Valley. We essentially just bound and created our own little train. And that, I think, is why it's so key and important. And I'm so happy that you're here.
No, thank you. And I mean, that's our vision exactly, which is everyone brings a different set of perspective and knowledge. And, you know, founders can benefit from your experience in this ecosystem and our experience in the venture ecosystem. And likewise, investors from perhaps the Midwest, now we have an opportunity to interact and learn from influencers from New York and California and Milwaukee and Indiana. It's that kinds of, you know, I view Republic as like a gateway that now has been, you know, swung open. And we're trying through partnership with you and with people outside of just the Valley, Silicon Valley and Silicon Alley, to make this work for everyone.
Yeah, I think it's going to, it's well said. You opened or became the gateway. In my opinion, Republic is a gateway to financial funding. It's a gateway to whether it's larger rounds with AngelList and people like that. So people who get a taste of who you are on this platform and then can come back for later rounds if they're the right person. You know, that's much bigger amount of money, much different rules and so forth. But it's an introduction. We are that introduction to that gateway from an awareness standpoint that the companies even exist. And together, I think it's going to be really great, but I also think it's a testament to where we're going is Aristotle, who, if you want to swing the mic back to Aristotle, you know, I think we're going to use you as a quick example for those tonight, or from last night, I guess, on the Technori Showcase on how exactly this works. They can go to republic.co. They can create an account. We want them to follow Technori's page so they can see the companies that are coming out of Chicago that they might have heard of already. And then from there, they can go to republic.co/Ellison. And actually invest in your campaign directly. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's what has made it so beautiful, because during the Jobs Act and, you know, signed in 2012 and initially got revised in 2016, that was the hardest part, is that it making that process, right? There's a bunch of guys, my best friends from college when I left, you know, or family members that say, hey, listen, I want to put $10,000 in to your campaign. But after going through the legal process, it would cost us $5,000 in order to actually get that set up. And what's so beautiful about Republic is the way that they streamline that investment. So now as a founder, I could focus on growth. growth, which is what I need to be doing, versus fundraising. And then as an investor, you know, you don't want your money going, God bless all the lawyers out there, but you don't want to go in their pockets. You want to
Ken is a lawyer. You know that, right?
I was.
He's refined now. So the idea is to put that money towards the growth of the company. And the reason why I say that, because it's very important. And most of these investors are now first-time investors, don't understand how much work it actually goes into actually get your involvement in. And it's as easy as 5 minutes. I have people, that one guy, Christian Sullivan, shout out. Within a 30-minute conversation, he put a significant amount of money. And that's never – after I got done with that phone call, I hit up Kendrick. I was like, this is literally – the craziest thing I've ever experienced. So on my end as a founder, it's a beautiful thing as an investor. I think it's going to be it's going to shape the way that people do business moving forward.
I completely agree. I will swing back to Ken before we exit out of this and say one of the coolest experiences that I've had so far since participating with you at Republic has been the education that this and the ease of education that this has had for a lot of the listeners and people in this community. Obviously, tech founders who were the basis for Technori originally, they all get it. They're born, they start the company, they're already like told, like, go raise money. With equity crowdfunding, with platforms such as Republic, it gives people the ability at a very minimum and a very minimal risk, really. I mean, at the end of the day, you are told how much money you can spend. It's not like you go out there blindly and just throw money. Like, there's a calculator, it tells you exactly what you're able to do. There's limitations, like, there's, in my opinion, too much information actually for all the companies to go through. So if you're super sophisticated, you can read everything you need. If not, you know, there's what you need to know. But the bottom line is you can dip your toe in investing and become a personal investor. And I'm plugging everyone in the world right now with this, obviously, but I'll add one more group to this. Tasty Trade, who previous Technori event, we had Tom Sosnoff as the showcase keynote. And they have launched Tasty Works along with their show Tasty Trade. And their whole purpose is that they believe that people are not going to be going in the future, are not going to be going to see some rando dude over at Edward Jones is going to predict their future based on, you know, some sort of crazy, you know, I guess they can use algorithms with these guys based on what I've seen. I don't think they even use algorithms. People are going to buy and choose what they want. And they need to know what they're looking for.
Right,
and
right.
Tasty Trade's job is to teach that. And our job and your job is to teach and give people the opportunity to invest small amounts of money, $30, $100, $1,000, you know, just sort of inch your way in and learn what it's all about. And that, to me, I think is really going to shape the community of investors.
Exactly. I think that and that learning process is much more interesting if you care about what the founder is doing. Like, you know, a $50 investment in Allison is not just
65
about
gets you per shade. Just want to add that.
Or $100 or $1,000. It's not it's not just because, you know, Allison may very well be the next Warby Parker or larger, but also because Ari is doing a lot of good. You know, park the proceeds, go to Latin America, improving eyesight in, you know, for people and children in need. It's that kind of mission alignment that makes the whole process very satisfying for investors and entrepreneurs, of course.
Very cool. Thank you so much. I know that you are also going to be speaking tonight briefly at the Technori Showcase. I will again ask people to, you know, stop and ask questions. Learn more about it if they can. If you want to learn more about Republic and just get involved, it is republic.co. And there is a calculator. There is, I think it's even republic.co/, is it? What is the educational part?
Learn.
Learn. Exactly. Yeah, I think I was going to say this is so so complicated. republic.co/learn, and you can learn all about it. And obviously follow on social media, join Republic, get Republic, all these things. Follow us at Technori as well and learn you know, what startup companies are coming out of Chicago.
Well, it's wonderful to be here in Chicago and at WGN, and thank you for having me, Scott.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. You can stream this episode and more on technori.com, and you can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter @Technori, or follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.